Hey guys, welcome to Crime. The rest is history, and this is your host Lavanya Zeus. So I'm really sorry. Okay, I'm really really sorry for not uploading my episodes due to certain reasons. But yeah, now everything is all right and everything is fine. And I'm really sorry to break your heart, guys. I will be uploading my episodes every week on Sundays. That is on a weekend on 8:30 p.m. So please be tuned into your favorite crime series channel. Crime, the rest is history. So as you've known, I have always requested or I have always stated you guys to let me know if you want to podcast any of your favorite series. And this one was requested by my childhood friend, Mr. Aniket Mishra. So, and this one is also my favorite. And I can also say that this one is like an artifact for the crime or an ancient or museum, because it also has a museum for this. Yeah. So before moving on to the episodes and everything, I would like to suggest you to listen to the disclaimer. And so let's not waste any more time. And this one literally literally turned down the crime. Like, crime used to happen before, but this one I can say it as an evergreen case. Yeah, evergreen crime case. And it literally turned the world upside down. And this is my second favorite crime series that I've ever fallen in love to. And there is a movie also. There are many movies that has been taken by this crime series. So yes, let me not waste any more time and let me start with this one. So this one, today's episode is about Jack the Ripper, 1888. So before moving, I have taken this one from the famous website, that is www.jacktheriper.organization, where you can see not only Jack the Ripper's crime series, but also there are many other crime series, and they have such a beautiful galleries and letters, and they also give you so many histories and facts about crimes that you have not known or cannot be heard anywhere. And it's been, this blog post has been written, and this covers many fascinating aspects of crime and many with expert analysis. So you can even get expert people talking about the crimes around it. So this website is generally, you can study all the aspects. Okay, you can even know about the Victorian crime. So it's really beautiful website. I would like to suggest you guys to go through. And this one has been, this post or the blog has been written by Mr. Richard Jones. And you can also follow his Twitter account and Insta and Facebook. It's really beautiful. You can get to know all updated series about crimes. So let me not waste any more time and let me start. History's most infamous murderer. One of the things that puzzles many people about this particular long ago murderous fear is quite why the crimes are still so famous. Even though over 125 years have elapsed since they have occurred. As if generally believed, Jack the Ripper had only 5 victims, then he wasn't a particularly prolific murderer compared to too many who have come since. And the fact that his so-called reign of terror lasted a mere 12 or so weeks means that he wasn't at large for a particularly long period of time. Yet, there is a little doubt that he is the world's most famous serial killer. And why should this be? Jack the Ripper, 1888. Jack the Ripper murders occurred in East End of London in 1888. And although the Whitechapel murderer was only a threat to a very small section of community in a relatively small part of London, the crimes had a huge impact on the society as a whole. Indeed, by focusing the attention of the press and the public at large on the streets and the people of one of London's poorest and most crime-ridden quarters, Jack the Ripper, whoever he may have been, managed to expose the sordid underbelly of Victorian society, and in so doing, he helped to create an awareness amongst the wealthier citizens of London of the appalling society conditions that had been allowed to develop largely unchecked and right on the doorstep of the city London, the wealthiest square mile on earth. some of the reasons for his infamy. Several factors combined to help make the series of crime famous all over the world. Not least among them was the fact that the newspapers of the day gave a huge amount of coverage to the crimes and provided their readers with daily updates on them, with the result that the Jack the Ripper effectively became a menacing media figure. Secondly, the area in which the killings occurred was perceived as being a hotbed of vice and villainy, and a breeding ground for a social unrest, squalor, and disease. The Whitechapel murderer, in the eyes of a wider Victorian society, came to be seen as a personification of all the evils with which the East End of London was associated. A journalist invention? Finally, there was, of course, the name of which the killer came to be known, Jack the Ripper. The name first appeared as the signature on a letter that was sent to the head of London news agencies at the end of September 1888. It was this name, which was probably the invention of a journalist, that had the effect of turning five sordid East End murderers into an international phenomenon and of catapulting the unknown miscreant who was responsible for these crimes into the realm of legend. Indeed, the Whitechapel murders are probably the most studied crimes in history, and to this day, a huge amount of research into them is still being conducted the world over. Jack the Ripper victims, the Whitechapel murderers. Jack the Ripper victims. Since Jack the Ripper was never caught, it is not really possible to say for certain how many victims he actually had. The Whitechapel murderers file, which covers the Ripper's killing spree, actually includes 11 murderers covering a period from 1888 to 1891. Possible early victims. In addition, there were several earlier attacks on women in the area in early 1888 that might have been the early work of Jack the Ripper. Although these crimes are not dealt with the article, this is to dedicated a section that deals with the possible early victims of Jack the Ripper's, in which I will be podcasting as a separate series. So the Whitechapel murderer's victim, the very first Whitechapel murderer victim and the first name to appear on this file is that of Emma Smith, who was assaulted by a gang in April 1888, and although she survived the initial attack, she later died from her injuries. Although Emma was a Whitechapel murderer victim, she almost certainly wasn't a victim of Jack the Ripper. So her story is not covered, although a section of this does not tell a full story of attack on Emma Smith. And I will be doing a series on attack on Emma Smith in the upcoming podcasts. Martha Tabram, the possible first victim. The next name is that of Martha Tabram, who was murdered in early hours of 7th August 1888. There is some debate over whether or not she was in fact the first victim of Jack the Ripper. Some say she was, and some say she wasn't. Mary Nichols, Jack the Ripper's first victim, and the first definite victim of the killer who became known as Jack the Ripper, was Mary Nichols, who was murdered on 31st August 1888. She's the first of what are often referred to as the five canonical victims, all of whom were murdered between August 31st and November 9th, 1888. These canonical five victims were Mary Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, K- Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Kelly are all believed to be murdered by the same man. However, I will be podcasting each and every one with a new wider and a look at of actual Whitechapel murders in my upcoming post, and those upcoming podcast series will be containing the list of the Whitechapel murder victims as that follows: Martha Tabram, Mary Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, Mary Kelly, Alice McKenzie, Frances Coles. So guys, these all the murder victims will be podcasted as a separate series in my upcoming podcasts. So please stay tuned for the upcoming podcasts. So how many victims were there? One of the problems with asserting the exact number of victims that Jack the Ripper had, in fact that he was never caught, was so difficult to ascertain an exact number of victims. The generic Whitechapel murderers file, as the official name for the police investigations into crime, contains 11 victims, and it's generally believed that these are five were the work as a killer now known as Jack the Ripper. However, it should be stressed that the idea of others being so-called canonical five victims is no means certain. Indeed, many experts will tell you that there may have been as few as four victims or as many as eight victims of the Ripper. Though the upcoming podcast will break down into the canonical five, Jack the Ripper's victim, the generic Whitechapel murderer victim, and also the other murderers' attacks that took place in the areas at the time which may or may not have been the work of Jack the Ripper. But to brief you guys, I will give you a window look into my list. The canonical five victims that is officially known for the Jack the Ripper's victim. August the 31st, 1888, Mary Nichols, murdered in Box Rose, Whitechapel. September the 8th, 1888, Annie Chapman, murdered in Hanbury Street, Spitalfields. September 38th, 1888, Elizabeth Stride, murdered in Benner Street, Whitechapel. September 30th, 1888, Catherine Eddowes, murdered in Mirret Square, City of London. November the 9th, 1888, Mary Kelly, murdered in Dorset Street, Spitalfields. Other Whitechapel murderers: April the 3rd, 1888, Emma Smith, attacked and she later dies of her injuries. August the 7th, 1888, Martha Tabram, murdered in George Yard, Whitechapel. December 19th, 1888, Rose Merritt, murdered in Clerk's Yard, Pollard. July the 17th, 1889, Alice McKenzie, murdered in Castle Court, Whitechapel. September the 10th, 1889, woman's torsos found under a railway arc in a Pinchin Street. February the 13th, 1891, Frances Coles, murdered in Swallow Gardens, Whitechapel. Other attacks: February the 25th, 1888, Annie Millwood, stabbed in Whitechapel's Rose Spitalfields. March the 28th, 1888, Ada Wilson, attacked in Man Street, Mile End. November the 21st, 1888, Annie Farmer, attacked in George Street, Whitechapel. So now moving on to the police investigation. The police hunt for Jack the Ripper. The Whitechapel murders were the focus of a huge criminal investigation that saw the Victorian police pit their wits against a lone assassin who was perpetrating his crimes in one of the 19th century's London's most densely populated and crime-ridden quarters. As a result of official reports and the efforts of journalists to keep abreast of the progress, or perhaps more accurately, lack of progress that the police investigation was making, we are unable to watch that investigation unfolding. We can analyze the methods that the police used to try and track the killer and compare them with the methods that the police would use today. We can also ask and hopefully answer the question, why didn't the police catch Jack the Ripper? The Victorian police faced numerous problems as they raced against time to catch the killer before he could kill again. A major one was the labyrinth-like layout of area where the murders were occurring, made up as it was lots of tiny passages and alleyways, a few of which was lit by night. And of course, the detectives were hunting the killer were hampered by the facts that the criminology and forensics were very much in their infancy. The Jack the Ripper suspects, an ever-growing list. Despite the fact that no one was ever brought to justice or charged with the crimes, they have over the years been in more than 100 named suspects who may or may not have been Jack the Ripper. Some of those suspects are fascinating, whizzled others, and are downright ridiculous. Aaron Kosmeski, Thomas Cutbush, and Montague George Drute are suspects that fall into the first category, and whizzles are Prince Albert Edward Victor, and the Freemasons and Lewis Carroll belong firmly in the latter category. Yet one thing is certain, no matter how unlikely the names of those that appear on the ever-expanding list of suspects might be, the ongoing challenge of nailing the Ripper has helped to keep these series of crime at the forefront of criminal and social history over 125 years. Pick a name, any name. Who was Jack the Ripper? The number of Jack the Ripper suspects now runs to well over 100. Some of them are highly possible contenders for the mantle of Jack the Ripper, and others are just downright ridiculous. But the majority stand to twist the facts to fit their particular theory, as opposed to looking at the theory and demonstrating as to how it stands up against the known facts about this case. Contemporary Jack the Ripper suspects. In early days, the police appeared to have believed that the crimes were being carried out by one of the local gangs, and thus their investigations focused on these so-called high-rip gangs. However, by early September 1888, the police had come to the conclusion that were the local gangs responsible, the publicity and panic that the murders had generated would have led to one of the members to inform on the others. The police looked for a lone assassin. By the time of murder of Annie Chapman on 8th September 1888, the police seemed to have been decided that they were in fact looking for a lone assassin and began seeking ways of bringing him to justice. Did a murderer have a medical knowledge? There was a great amount of speculation that the killer demonstrated some amount of medical or an anatomical knowledge. To this end, the police began to look into the activities of several medical students who had spent time in asylums. However, this line of inquiry drew a blank as the movements of these students were accounted for and they were ruled out of involvement in the crimes. Was he a butcher or a slaughterman? Others disagreed that the murderer wasn't demonstrating any great degree of medical skills and opined that his abilities were little more than of a butcher or a slaughterman. The police therefore carried out an extensive inquiries amongst the numerous local butchers and slaughterhouses, but yet again, nothing came of their investigations as all the alibis checked out, thus eliminating those interviewed as suspects. Did he live in the area? Throughout the hunt for the Jack the Ripper, the police remained convinced that they were looking for a suspect who lived in the district, and as a whole, their inquiries investigation focused on the neighborhood where the crimes were occurring. Over 2,000 interviews were carried out by the Victorian police officers, and more than 300 people were actually investigated, and 80 people were detained in police custody. It is possible that Jack the Ripper was one of these, but none of the interviews, investigations, or detentions yield anything concrete that enabled the police to point the finger at one suspect and say that he was Jack the Ripper. A suspect list that keeps growing. Ever since Jack the Ripper murders ended, the suspects after suspect had been put forward as being responsible for them. Prince Albert Edward Victor, Lewis Carroll, the Freemasons, and Dr. Bernardo are just a few of more outlandish Jack the Ripper suspects to have been put forward. Others such as Thomas Cutbush and Carol Fingerman were put forward around the time of murderers discarded as likely suspects and then found themselves brought back into the frame thanks to the modern research or their asylum records being opened to the public. Our Jack the Ripper suspects resources presents that the case both for and against some of the most popular suspects. In so doing, you will be able to sift through the evidence and decide for yourself with which of them, if any, you think is likewise the Jack the Ripper suspects. Letters from Hell, the Jack the Ripper letters. Another intriguing aspect of the case is the number of letters that were sent to the authorities that either purported to come from the killer or else offered suggestions on how to prepare of the aricrots might be brought to justice. The most famous of all these letters and the one that gave the murderer the name that has ensured the longevity of his legend and was the missive sent to the Central News Office in late September 1888. This was the infamous Dear Boss letter that bore the chilling through accurate signature Jack the Ripper. Press coverage of this letter led to a veritable avalanche of similar correspondence that resulted in the police investigation almost being brought to the meltdown. Yet the likelihood is that the person responsible for the murders was not the same person who sent the letter. Indeed, it was believed by police officers at that time, and the majority of modern day experts are unanimously in an agreement that the letter was in fact the work of a journalist. East End History, a window onto the past. The Jack the Ripper murderers also serve as a reminder of not too distant past when a whole section of London society fought a daily battle against poverty and starvation. As such, they provide us with a window through which we can look back on the bygone age when the eyes of the world were focused on the daily lives and struggles of the East Enders who were most affected by the crimes. Thanks to newspaper reportage on the case, coupled with the records and misviewings of philanthropists and reformers who wished to bring the flight of the East End's poor to the attention of the wider Victorian society, we have an unrivaled opportunity to literally peer onto the very streets where the Whitechapel murders occurred at the time they were occurring and to observe the impact the killings had on those who dwelt in the area. We can quite literally become spectators to events as they occurred and watch the mood into the street changes from a mild unease to an outright panic as the ferocity of the murderers increases and it becomes apparent that the police can do nothing to stop the unknown perpetrator. So guys, in my upcoming episodes, I will be covering the victims of Jack the Ripper's, that is 10 to be 11. So I will be doing each one of them separately. And also I'll be covering up with the police investigations as to what it was. I will be going a bit into depth And I also will be covering into the letters of Jack the Ripper and what it mentioned, and the present and the past of the Whitechapel murderers and the East End London cities and the conditions that prevailed, and a depth into it. So guys, do be ready for my upcoming episodes with a full coverage, and this one will be the part one of it. On a personal note, sometimes when we don't look into an aspect of a society and it is left untouched, it turns into a wilder state, because that's the time when you fight for your daily necessities, and that fight becomes like an animal fighting for its food. And as you have seen, survival of the fittest. And this even applies for all the crimes. Generally, when we talk about a serial killer, his mind is always states or thinks that he is the survivor and he is the fittest. So that's the time when he always chooses his victims who are in weaker section or weaker in the society, or who are very weak according to the eyes of the killer. Sometimes the person who is a poor can become a serial killer victim, or the woman who always the serial killer thinks women and children as a weaker than compared to a man. But I won't be arguing whether the women are weak or children are weak, but I'm just telling you that the eyes of a serial killer even can tend that the animals also can be in a weaker section. So we don't know, or we won't even know if you're living among the serial killers day to day. So every time, just do be careful, because sometimes what is left unseen and unnoticed later becomes known in a very drastic and a criminal way, and we shouldn't wait for it. So guys, do be careful, because at this time when we are facing COVID, it's a time where everybody battle for every day, and it's so much we are going through, so we don't know what happens, and we don't know, but we have to be safe. Stay safe for our family, for our members, and for our future. So guys, until then, because I won't be asking you to tell me which series you want me to podcast, because the upcoming series will be in a detailed of Jack the Ripper. So until then, this is Crime, the Rest is History, and this is your host, Lavanya Zeus. Adios!